Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 23, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Loss of GPR146 decreases plasma levels of HDL cholesterol via post-translational upregulation of SRB1 protein levels. Reduced G-protein-coupled receptor 146, GPR146, expression in humans is associated with decreased levels of both low-density lipoprotein and high-density lipoprotein cholesterol. While GPR146 effects on low-density lipoprotein cholesterol involve the ERK-SPRESH-SR, EBP2 pathway, this study found the mechanism for high-density lipoprotein cholesterol reduction involves post-translational upregulation of SR-B1 protein levels. This provides a direct mechanistic link for GPR146's role in high-density lipoprotein metabolism. Article number 2. BMAL1 insufficiency increases the risk of thoracic aortic aneurysm and dissection. This study found that BMAL1 insufficiency increases the risk of thoracic aortic aneurysm and dissection. Vascular smooth muscle cell apoptosis plays a key role in this lethal cardiovascular disease, which has high mortality rates and limited pharmacological therapy. The data established a direct link between insufficient BMAL1 and increased susceptibility to thoracic aortic aneurysm and dissection by aggravating vascular smooth muscle cell apoptosis. Article number 3. ChemR23 prevents phenotypic switching of vascular smooth muscle cells into macrophage, like foam cells in atherosclerosis. This study found that ChemR23 prevents the phenotypic switching of vascular smooth muscle cells into macrophage-like foam cells in atherosclerosis. Previous findings demonstrated that hematopoietic ChemR23 deficiency reduced atherosclerotic lesions by increasing M2 macrophages. The current data specify a critical cell-specific function for ChemR23 by inhibiting this harmful transformation of vascular smooth muscle cells, directly contributing to atherosclerosis development. Article number 4. Advances in single-cell transcriptomics, unraveling the pathogenesis of calcific aortic valve disease. Single-cell RNA sequencing has revolutionized the study of calcific aortic valve disease. This advanced technique dissects cellular heterogeneity, lineage differentiation, and intercellular crosstalk with unprecedented resolution, revealing novel mechanisms of disease. It also identified new putative therapeutic targets for calcific aortic valve disease, providing a state-of-the-art overview of applications in this research area. Article number 5. Transcription regulation by TBX18 in smooth muscle cells is essential for normal aortic development and homeostasis. This study found that transcription regulation by TB10/18 in smooth muscle cells is essential for normal aortic development and homeostasis. Histological analyses revealed specific TB10/18 expression in smooth muscle cells of both adult and embryonic aortas. The data demonstrated a critical role for TB10/18 in maintaining the integrity and proper formation of this major artery throughout development and into adulthood. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.